It's the Hard Stuff Show here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Another Prog Stuff installment of the program, as you probably guessed from listening to tonight's show. A grand total of 5 songs have been played on tonight's program, but of course still cramming in an hour's worth of music during the Hard Stuff time allotment here on this Super Tuesday. And we ended that second set of progressive rock music with a track from a band from Northwest Indiana. That was Yez de Urfa with a song called Tuta in the Moya, originally released in 1975 on their Boris LP. Got that off a new reissue put out by the Noble Records label out of North Carolina. Came out earlier in the year, maybe March or so. I'm losing track of time. But yeah, they were kind of one and done. They did record a follow-up to Boris in 1976. It was unreleased at the time, although it did finally see the light of day in 1989. But yes, the reissue of Boris put out by Noble is just fantastic pressing. Looks great, sounds great. Check them out if you like what you heard from Yez de Urfa. Before Yez de Urfa, we heard from Frumpy out of Hamburg, Germany, with I'm Afraid Big Moon, taken off their By the Way LP from 1972. That was their third and final studio album of the 1970s. They did reform in the 90s and released 2 more studio LPs during that decade, featuring Inga Rumpf on vocals. Just a great German prog rock, kraut rock band, however you want to distinguish them. I think both apply. And starting off that second set of music out of Missouri was Joe Pritchard and Gibraltar. That was a track called Blind Man, originally released on their Lone Self-titled LP from 1974, also reissued earlier this year by the Riding Easy Records label. That was a collaboration between keyboardist Joe Pritchard and the band Gibraltar, who did exist on their own. They were relatively successful in the Missouri area. Opened up for a lot of big name acts, so successful that it kept them out of the studio, actually. So they never actually recorded anything of their own except for this collaboration with Joe Pritchard. And you know what? That's just about it for tonight's Prog Stuff episode of the Hard Stuff program. Hope you enjoyed the tunes this evening. I don't have one more for you unless you count our closing theme that we sometimes play. But before we get to that, I do want to give you your weekly reminder that the Super Tuesday lineup continues on this evening when I call it quits at 7 p.m. And starting at 7 p.m., we got the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by the one and only Joey D. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's Strong Style Chris Crash. He takes you to the 9 o'clock hour when we have the What's Happening program, normally hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. But tonight, filling in, we got guess who? Why, it's me. Actually, yes, I'm filling in for What's Happening tonight, along with Miss Christina Ginger. We'll be back at 9 p.m. So if you want to hear some more 60s-oriented rock and pop, tune in for that. We'll be closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11 p.m. Thanks for listening. Like I said, again, Grant, we jam-packed this hour of music. Don't really have time to play another full song, so I'm just going to leave you with our closing theme that we play from time to time when we're in situations just as this. This is Bye Bye Baby by Alm. Once again, this has been the Hard Stuff Show. I've been Frank in Queens. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, unless you decide to tune in for tonight's fill-in of the What's Happening program, once again, from 9 to 11. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you soon.
revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear a little revolution. And right now it's time to take out the jams. Take out the jams. Take out the jams. Take out the jams.
Kick out the jams.
Kick out the jams, brother.
Listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
This is The Outset.
And you're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
On WFMU's Rock and Soul Stream.
Come on.
we come from. new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I'm your host, Joey D. Thanks so much for tuning in once again. Really appreciate it. Shout out to Tom Dash for kicking off another Super Tuesday with his show from 4 to 6 p.m. And of course, Frank in Queens with his always excellent show, Hard Stuff, which you heard before this program. So let me dive into what I just played in the first set of rock and roll. In tonight's show, I started the show off with brand new single from Dion Lunadon. The track is Gold Standard Love, brand new single he just dropped on Friday. Dion will be doing an East Coast tour with the Darts coming up next month, starting September 9th up in Troy, New York. And he'll be making his way over to New York City on September 13th at the Bowery Electric. Circle your calendars for that show. After Dion Lunadon, we heard brand new music from Philadelphia garage rockers, The Outsect. And we heard the track Bad Habit. Cool new tune from their great new record, Primitive Sound, which is not out yet. This is just a preview. That album drops on September 26th. You can catch them down in Philly that night for their big record release show. But if you're in the New York City area, you can catch them this Saturday night at Otto's Shrunken Head. Free show they are doing. Playing alongside White Lipstick and Negative Affirmations this Saturday at Otto's Shrunken Head. After The Outsect, we heard The Headcoat Sect featuring Billy Childish. We heard the track We're Gone, taken from the EP released this year, Got Sect If You Want It, out on Damaged Goods. We then heard from Le Breastfeeders and the track Los Sueños Que La No Se Sueñan Más, from their record that dropped in late 2024, La Via Angloti. We then heard from Sugar Tradition from Detroit, Michigan, and the track I'm Set Free from their More Sugar EP dropped in 2023. We then heard from Gabby Bam Bam and Barbecutie and the track Band-Aid Breath, taken from the Sleazeology compilation, which came out in 2022. We then heard from a band that Barbecutie just played with in Baltimore earlier in August. The band is Montaña, hailing from Seville, Spain. We heard the track 645 from the album entitled LP. Very cool stuff from them. And they just played this past Sunday night in Ridgewood, Queens at TVI, which I just stumbled upon them earlier today. Didn't know about them, but very cool stuff as I'm checking them out. Montaña from Spain. After that, we finished up the first set of rock and roll with the Corettes and the excellent track Hop the Twig, taken from the album Back in Mono, which came out in 2021. The Corettes will be making their way to the States yet again. They'll be in the New York City area playing TVI with the Nightshades on September 20th. And a quick programming note before we dive into set number two. The aforementioned Outsect, who I played earlier in the set, they will be on the Toddaphonic Todd Show this Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. on the Mothership stream. They'll be previewing tunes from their forthcoming album, which I discussed, Primitive Sound, before they head over to Otto's Shrunken Head. So make sure to check out Toddaphonic Todd's always killer show this Saturday, 3 to 6 p.m. with The Outsect. Well, kicking off set number two, I wanted to honor the 30th anniversary of my favorite album of all time, Rancid's Out Come the Wolves. an album that came out while I was in high school, to give you an idea of my age, and just came at a very formative time. Really introduced me to the world of punk rock, and it's just an album that I still play constantly to this day, 30 years later. And just a few days ago, it was the official 30th anniversary, so coming up, you'll hear a bunch of tracks from that album, some cover versions, live versions, you'll see. But I'm going to start things off with the Mighty Rancid from the album Out Come the Wolves. This is Disorder and Disarray.
So quick, stay apart when you see me side. Now I this whole place go mental to fucking Desmond Dekker, God rest his soul.
Going down, while those are running themselves into the grave. tear in her eye. Embraces with a warm gesture, it's time to say goodbye. Destination unknown, Ruby, 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 Ruby Soho. Destination unknown, Ruby, 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 Ruby Soho. Ruby's heart ain't beating, cause she knows the feeling is gone.
Oh, Oh!
have a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. That was a set dedicated to Rancid and their iconic 1995 album, And Out Come the Wolves, which turned 30 years old a few days ago. And yes, as I mentioned earlier, it is my favorite album of all time. Do with that what you will. But I thought it was a good opportunity to pay homage to it. So what did we hear in that set? We started things off with Rancid, Disorder and Disarray from Out Come the Wolves. We then heard a killer cover by The Interrupters, Friends of Rancid, doing The 11th Hour, taken from the Hooligans United, a tribute to Rancid album, track 2 on Out Come the Wolves. We then heard a live version of Roots Radical from 2006, taken from their show at BB King's in Times Square, New York City. They did a 3-night run there back in 06. I was there for one of those nights. It was phenomenal. Very small spot to see Rancid, and they did open the show with Roots Radical. Not from that version I found there on YouTube, but that was from another night. But the show I saw, I remember they kicked right into Roots Radical and the place erupted. We then heard Rat City Riot covering Lockstep and Gone, also taken from the Hooligans United, a tribute to Rancid covers album. We then heard Jimmy Cliff and his cover of Ruby Soho from the Rebirth record that Tim Armstrong produced and ended up winning a Grammy as Best Reggae Album. We then heard Rancid doing Daily City Train from Out Come the Wolves. We then heard a live version of Time Bomb, taken from their performance at the Summer Sonic Festival out in Osaka, Japan from 2001. We then heard Buju Banton and Rancid collaborating, doing the song Misty Days, taken from the Give 'Em the Boot 2 compilation 1999. And we finished up that set of Rancid-inspired music with Rancid doing the song Brothels from the first Give 'Em the Boot compilation, 1997. And that song is featured in the new trailer for the movie entitled And Out Come the Wolf, a new movie that's inspired by Rancid and Out Come the Wolves. The trailer for the movie recently dropped. You can go check that out on YouTube. And the cast includes Giancarlo Esposito, yes, Gus Fring himself, Poyos Hermanos, who plays a crime lord, as well as some other younger actors playing punk rock kids. Hopefully it's good. Kind of hard to tell from the trailer, but check it out. And not sure if the band is involved much in the movie. There were some pictures of Tim Armstrong on set hanging out, so who knows? Maybe they had some involvement in the movie, but pretty interesting. Hopefully that's a cool movie. Out Come the Wolf. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed that set of Rancid-inspired tunes there. Set number 2. My time is almost up. I got one more song to spin for you guys before passing everything over to Chris Crash for his show Strong Style coming up next. And I would be remiss if I did not mention the big Oasis shows coming up in the tri-state area. They'll be playing 2 shows in MetLife Stadium. I will be attending Sunday night show August 31st. It should be pretty special. And I figure to close out tonight's show with the Gallagher Brothers. So hope you enjoy tonight's show. Stay tuned for Chris Crash. I'll see you guys next Tuesday. I'll report back on the Oasis show, among other things. Until next time, adios.
And the hits just keep on coming.
The right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
She's weapon, she's cold.